The song just sang says, I surrender. And that is, in essence, the basis of my message. When we sing, I surrender, it is not a song. It is a commitment. You're telling God, I am going to give you myself. What that means is, you're no longer. Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. I'm dead. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. So, I surrender, beautiful song, but every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ needs to make that a daily, an annual commitment to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you come into the chapel, you give one of these. It's not for sale, it's free. But it's not just for Sunday morning. Every day, you should read these verses. It would help you. In fact, this one says, walk as Christians. It says in 2026, but it's really walk as Christian forever. Now, I was supposed to have spoken last Sunday, but I was sick, and so Brother Greenwich took over. And he started out with the Israelites' journey from Egypt to Canaan. He stopped midway, and I was kind of glad because that's what I wanted to speak about also. So, our consideration today is everyone has a Jordan to cross. So the question is, what is your Jordan? What is your Jordan? We're going to read a few scriptures and pray that the Lord will bless the word from his mouth today. So let's turn to Joshua chapter 1, verse 11. Joshua chapter 1, verse 11. Reading. Pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourselves. For within 3 days, you will cross over this Jordan to go and to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. I want you to notice that it says, in 3 days, you will cross over Jordan. Please remember that. Joshua chapter 3. Joshua chapter 3 verse 1 says, then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Acacia Grove and came to Jordan. And he and all the children of Israel and lodged there before they crossed over. Verse 2. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Verse 5. Verse 4. Verse 4. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, that is the Ark of the Covenant, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know that the way by which you must go, and this is the topic, for you have not passed this way before. Joshua chapter 4 and verse 24. That all the peoples of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Now, the title is, You Have Not Passed This Way Before. We've just entered into the year 2026. You have not passed this way before. I said I wasn't going to say it, but I will. In the year of the Lord, 2018, I spoke on this verse, here with good tidings, and I said that we were entering the year 2019 and we had no knowledge of what to expect. 2020, COVID came. We were marching along and then COVID came. We and the world did not know COVID. I hope that next year or the year after, we don't have another COVID. However, we are, as Christians, traveling, and we don't know what is before us. So the song that our sister sang says, since we don't know, let us submit to God. Now, the children of Israel came to the beginning of the Jordan River, the edge of the Jordan River. 2.5 million people. I want you to understand, standing at the edge of the water is 2.5 million Israelites. And now they're going to spend 3 days. 3 days. Just want you to think about this. Numbers chapter 14. Numbers 14 and verse 33. Reading says, your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years and bear the brunt of your infidelity until your carcasses are consumed in the wilderness, according to the number of days in which you spied out the land 40 days. Each day you shall bear your guilt 1 year. Every day I'm going to make it 1 year. And you shall know my rejection. Verse 35. I, the Lord, have spoken this, and I will surely do so to all this evil congregation who are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, they shall die. Now I want you to watch this. At the Jordan River, the first thing that they had to do was reflect on the past. Just like As Christians, as we proceed each year, we reflect on what happened in the past. Israel journeyed in the wilderness 40 years. And the reason for the 40 years is because when they were told to go and spy the land of Canaan, 10 spies came back and said, "We can't." Now remember now, the Lord says, in 3 days, you're going to cross the Jordan and you're going into Canaan. They told the people of Israel, the spies, saying, "We can't. Where we are going, the giants and their fortified cities." You know, saints, when God tells us, believe Him. The reason for the children of Israel traveling in the wilderness for 40 years is because they did, we call it, unbelief. And so the older generation, those who were 20 years of age and older, died in the wilderness because of their unbelief. And there were children who were born in the wilderness, plus those who were under 20, those is the Israelites, were now standing at the Jordan River. So they're reflecting and they're saying, who was born in the wilderness? They were told how God delivered Israel from Egypt, brought them to the Red Sea, problem number one, and how God delivered them from their enemies, and they crossed over the Red Sea on dry land. God's mighty power. So they thought about that. Now, if God can deliver us from the enemies and crossing the Red Sea, He parted it so we can walk on dry land. Guess what? I think He can part the Jordan River. They also thought about the fact that while they were journeying through the wilderness, God provided them with food, manna, water, clothes, their shoes didn't wear out, and they were protected. So they had much to think about and to reflect, to understand God means what He says. You're going to go to Canaan, which means you're going to cross the Red Sea and you're going to cross the Jordan River. Now, as they reflect, 3 days now, they look forward. And what do they see? The Bible is instructive. It says, at the time when they were to cross the Jordan, the river overflowed its bank. In other words, the river became mighty in flowing. So, here we are. The Lord says, we're going to Canaan, and we're going to cross the Jordan River. How is this going to happen? Remember the Red Sea? And so Christians, you know, as we travel this road, we need to reflect on what God has done for us yesterday. Faithful God will take us through our Jordan, our problems, our difficulties. Well, we don't have any ships. We don't have any boat. How are we going to get across? Well, let me get back to Joshua. The Lord said to Joshua, the priests, the Levites, they're going to do something. They're going to go to the river that is overflowing its bank, and they're going to put their feet in the water. Now, just picture this. The water is flowing. I don't know if you've seen Niagara Falls, but the water is flowing tremendously, and the priests are asked to, by faith, stretch their feet out in order to go across the Jordan. Please put on the board the Ark of the Covenant, please. Ark of the Covenant. Now, it says in verse 3, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, the Ark of the Covenant. Now, Israel, when they came out of Egypt, they were led through the wilderness by a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. That's the way they were led. And when Moses died, as they came to the Jordan, Moses died, and the cloud and the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire stopped. So now the leading of God stopped. But there's a new leader. There's a new leader. And that's why it says, you have not passed this way before, or in this manner. Instead of being led by God through the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, now God is going to lead them by the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. Now, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you notice, that box that you're looking at is made of shittim wood, a wood that is grown in the wilderness. And that speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ, a root out of a dry ground. His humanity is the type of the wood that made the Ark of the Covenant. But it also calls for that wood to be overlaid by pure gold, which speaks of his divine nature. So here we have the Ark of the Covenant being wood covered by gold, which shows his two natures. Wood, the man, gold, divine person. Now, as we travel this road of 2026, we don't know what's before us. However, we don't know this. We know this. John 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You will have tribulation, brothers and sisters, as you go forward in 2026. It's not an easy road. That's why it's necessary for you to what? Submit to the Lord. Acts 14, 22. Strengthen the souls of the disciples, saying, or exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. In other words, As we journey as Christians in the year 2026 and onward, we're going to have tribulation, we're going to have tribulations, we're going to have trials. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12. Yes, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Who suffer persecution? 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange things happened. Verse 13. Beloved, but rejoice in the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, and when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. So we're going to have trials, and we're going to have persecution and fiery trials as we journey this year. That's not comforting at all. But Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold our confession. Verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. In other words, even though we are traveling this road of trial and tribulations and fiery, we have a person who is leading us. Follow the ark. Follow Jesus. He knows the way from January to December. He knows it. And so we as believers in the Lord Jesus are trusting him by faith to lead us. Let me just say this, brothers and sisters. What we have is a great, great salvation. We are not like the world. We are going to a place which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. That's where we are going. We should be glad. We should be glad to submit to the Lord, because he bought us, as we said this morning, by his blood he purchased our redemption. We are not our own. And so as we face this coming year, it is not about what I am going to do or what can I do. It is about follow the ark. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Now, in the ark of the covenant of the Lord, there are three things placed there. The first one is in the ark is the table of stone, or the two tablets, or the Ten Commandments, which speaks to the fact that as we follow Christ, we must adhere to his commandments to obey and follow and live holy lives. That's a mandate. In the ark, there is a pot of bread. Pot of bread, or pot of manna, which speaks of the fact that in Christ we have what? Our provision. So you don't have to worry about, can I make it? Am I going to have it? Christ has that pot of manna whereby he supplies our needs. And the third thing in the ark was Aaron's rod. And that speaks to the fact that Christ is our guide. He leads us along the way. On top of the ark is a lid, which speaks of the Shekinah glory. Thereby, as we travel, we do not walk in darkness, because Christ is our light. So we follow the ark, the Lord Jesus, who provides for us the things we should do. He provides provision for us. He provides direction, and he guides us, because he's the light of the world. You know, last year we were talking about walking with the Lord. As a matter of fact, I spoke on Enoch, the fact that he walked with the Lord. As we travail this year, what is your goal? When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. Now, we don't know what's going to happen to us 2026. We don't have a clue. But we know that we're going to have trouble. We know that. You know, there is two natures in the believer. That which wants to please God, and that which wants to please the flesh. There's always this war. And so we need divine help in overcoming the flesh and living for the Lord. So we are to follow God. In verse 3, it says, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Then you are to honor God. In verse 4, it says, yet there shall be a space between you and the ark, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. Now notice this. 2.5 million people. There's the ark, which is going ahead with the priests. If the people were close to the ark, only those in front would see it. Therefore, the Lord says, stay back at least 2,000 cubic feet, so that everybody can see it. And as you notice or see the ark, remember that God is holy. Holy. It's not a familiarity thing. It's the fact that God is holy and we treat him that way. He's no big brother or the man upstairs. He is the Lord God. And then in verse 5 it says, and Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. I never like to go below farther than a half an hour, so I'm going to conclude very shortly. But in following the Lord, one of the requirements is that you must sanctify or consecrate yourself. We don't just, as Christians, just live as we are. You're not your own. You're not your own if you possess the new birth. In Titus, he said that those who profess to be Christians, it says that they fail because there's no work. What ratifies your salvation, makes you know that you're saved, is because of what you do. Works don't save you. It is a result of the fact that you're saved. So in Ephesians it says, you are what? God's workmanship, created in Christ unto good works. So, follow God, honor God, sanctify yourselves. We have now new possibilities and major trials this year. These can be overcome by faith in God, obedience to His Word. Our impossibility is God's opportunity. Trust in divine guidance. Prepare for God to do wonders and recognize His power. Where God leads, I will follow. Now, the last verse that I read said that all the world may know. Our behavior will testify to the world the power of God who lives in us. So as we travel this new year, the question we ask is, does Jesus care? Does He care? I don't know, but He does. And guess what? Because I'm His child, yes, Jesus cares. So let's, brothers and sisters, submit to God. Begin the journey, or continue the journey, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith. The Lord bless you in this year. May we live to honor Him for His name's sake. Where is